If HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, and He wants to build a relationship with us, why is He scaring us? He brings us chadim, He brings us these terrible things, but I thought you said Hashem wants to be close to you, He wants you to love Him, He wants to have a relationship. So is that a way to build a relationship with somebody? You go and beat him up? Is that a way to build a relationship with somebody? It's a good kasha. So before we answer this kasha, I want to bring down a stira Rabbeinu Yoina. Which one brings what? Does Yerushalayim bring Betachin, or does Betachin bring Yerushalayim? Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas and Avav Mebei says that we daven Shemayna Esrei and you bow down to Kareya Bebarach. When you bow down by Shemayna Esrei, you go down by Baruch, Ukshizaykev Zaykev B'Shem. And when you come up, if you bow, you come up by the name of Hashem. Why? Zakti Rabbeinu Yoina. Tamli is Kareya Bebarach, Ulitzkei B'Shem, Neisha B'Shasha Kareya Mar Pachad Hayira, Sheish Milfonov. When you go down, you're showing tremendous pachad and yira. Ukeshezayke, when you come back up, mara betachin sheish bai bechol yanov. Sheita b'lav. When you come up by Hashem, you betach and Hashem is going to take care of you. Lezat holy bezeh shemisha yarem Hashem who betach bai. So Rabbeinu Yoina says that if you have yira shemayim, it brings you to betachin. Kin yishnama b'yira Hashem mivtach ois. So the Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that the Yerushalayim brings the betachin, which is very hard to understand. If I'm scared of somebody, if I'm walking down the street and I see a scary guy coming, I'm not going to trust in him. It's the opposite. Yira and pachin is the opposite of betachin. How does Yira bring the betachin? So this is what Rabbeinu Yoina says in Brachas Daf Vav. There's two other Rabbeinu Yoinas that say fakert. Rabbeinu Yoina says in Brachas Daf Beis Amid Beis, that when the Yidden saw the Nisim in Mitzrayim, when they saw the miracles that Hashem did for them, that the Betachin Hashem, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought them to Yira. Why? So why does Betachin bring to Yira? So the Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishlei is Mazben, Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Yira Hashem the Sur Meira. You only can come to Yira if you have betachin. Why? The only way you can get to Yira Shemayim is if you're makir acher shelo yivtach ba'adam. Once you know there's nobody else in the world that can help you and take care of you, and Hashem's your boss, right? It's a tenet to be scared of your boss, right? Because you know he's in charge. So once you know that Yisroel is the boss, then you come to Yira. But Hakam Rabbeinu Yoina says, the other Rabbeinu Yoina, that Vav says that Yerushalayim brings to Betachin. What's the pshat in this? How could Yerushalayim bring to Betachin? Yerushalayim is scared, you have pachad. That brings it to be Betachin him. What's the pshat? The unbelievable Sras Emes in Pesach, Tafrei Shlamet Gimel, Lel Beis. That's the unbelievable kasha. The Sras Emes is the kasha that why are we celebrating the Gantz Gulas Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that put us through the old Tzaras. Hashem put us in Mitzrayim. Hashem put us in the Gantz Tzara. So what was the celebration of the Geula if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gave us all the Tzaras Mitzchila? What's the Shvach of the Geula? Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah without all its problems. Why do we need Golos and Geula? Why can't we just become the Am Hashem, get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without this? The Sras Emes says, unbelievable Yisoid. Sras Emes says that we will not be able to miskar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't be possible to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Golos and the Tzar we went through. Why? Because the Golos makes you humble. It makes you anava. Only then you can miskar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Dr. Sras Emes said, all the Ra is there to machnia the person. Then he can get to the Toif and the Korvus Hashem. To makabel malchus shemayim, to become the am Hashem, you have to machniel malchusay. So we needed the galus mitzrayim to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it wasn't possible any other way. If we wouldn't have had the hachna to Hashem, we would never be able to get to the geula. So now we can understand the Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that you have to first have pachad the yira. The pachin a yira makes you be machniya, makes you maidim, makes you go down to bow. And once you machniya at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it takes away your gaiva. Once the gaiva is away, the only thing that's left is the anava, then you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the gaiva is away, then you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a person who bows to the king, when he comes to the king, he shows his machniya to the king, then the king will take care of him. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu scares us, and he gives us all the saras, like he sends us to Mitzrayim, he gives us all the saras, Zipshan HaShem is saying that the pachad and the yira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to scare is not you. He's trying to scare away your gaiva. That's who he's trying to scare away. You he loves. You he loves. You he wants to be scarved to you. You is not the problem. The problem is the gaiva. He's trying to bring the pachad and all the tzaras to destroy the gaiva. So this is the yisoid at the Yir Shemayim chases away the gaiva, chases away the Yetzahara. And then the person could be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he could be b'teach in Hashem, because then he knows Hashem wants him. Hashem's interested in him. Hashem was not interested in him when there was gaiva there. When there's gaiva, Hashem's not interested. So there's the yira and the pach and the tzar, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there to scare away the gaiva. And once the gaiva is away, the person can be in the scar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he can get to the Torah, to the Geula.